Dumbass. Just hitting the button right away.
Well, yeah, this one I'm like, oh, if he's gonna start there, we may as well.
Yeah.
Because
Dumbass. Just don't do that stuff.
don't, yeah, just don't answer the question. Like, it's not that hard. You don't have to. Like, no
What?
one forced you to respond to that
But
post.
what was the original post? Like,
It was
that's what.
something about her using one of his moves.
Okay.
And yeah, like her stealing it or something like that. And it's just like, hey, I don't even know who the hell she is. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, he really shouldn't. Like, it's not like he has CM Punk fetish where he was down in NXT every week.
That's true. I mean, because I was gonna be like,
And plus, like, she probably did come in, like, she's only been there a year and he's been gone again for like a year almost. Like, he hasn't really been there when she's been there. So, like, yeah, like, he's probably not scouting wrestling talent
Yeah,
out there.
well, he's probably, well, that he was never in NXT. He was straight to the main roster.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
that, and by the way, we're talking about Andrade talking about Kendall Gray. So, kind of forgot that part,
Yeah.
but whatever. But it's also at
Explained
this,
everything except for the people involved.
yeah, but at the same time, you got to be smarter. If people are talking about, hey, this woman's stealing your move, and then you go, oh, well, I'm not familiar with Kendall Gray. That's how you react to this stuff. You don't sit there and go, who the fuck's Kendall Gray? Oh, I know who she is
Yeah.
now. She has a bright future ahead. Like, shut up. You're being an asshole and got caught. Like, don't do that. And you're right. I would hope he doesn't have a wrestling fetish, because unfortunately his last wrestling relationship did not work out. So
No,
steer clear,
that
buddy.
did not seem to go well.
Yeah, it's just wrestlers on Twitter. Just stop. Even if it came to like a wholesome ending, like, oh, they should have a good career ahead of her. Like, okay. Well, just get off Twitter. We talk about this
Well,
stuff enough.
it is one of those ones where I see both sides, you know what I mean? Like the people that reacted the way to his original post about not knowing who she was, like I said, like I wouldn't really expect him to know who the hell she is. Yeah, wrestlers probably aren't watching wrestling in their spare time. I'm sorry, like I hate to break it to you,
I
or
think
at least
some do for sure.
I
Vast
don't think.
majority, no.
Yeah, like, and I feel like when anyone talks about studying tape, they're not studying tape of what's being done recently. Like, they're
No.
like, oh, I was looking at the Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon ladder match, or like I always feel like they've got to bring up some type of historical type of match in that situation. And it's never like, oh yeah, I was looking at last week's match with Kenny Omega and Swerve Strickland. And
Which, actually, I mean, that wouldn't be that bad. Like, I'm not
it
watching
would be
Tekla
a
and
it would be a good idea, honestly, but
who did they grind through? Who did Tekla take on? I don't know.
it wasn't Thunder Rosa this week. Who the hell was that?
Yeah.
Because it was the co-main event. Oh, Mina Shirakawa.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not going
I
back to
don't know
watch Mina
why.
Shirakawa and Tekla. So,
No.
but it's funny, like whenever a wrestler's like, yeah, I was watching tapes of stuff, and you're like, oh, well then why aren't you learning how those people used to do it? Like, are you watching it or are you just having it on? Or are you sitting there going, nah, I wouldn't have done that? No. Maybe you should. So, but yeah. No, new wrestlers, like it's old guard, new
Yeah,
guard.
so I it's
Like,
like I said, like I honestly wasn't offended by the first post. The people that were are just cranky motherfuckers
yeah.
that need to find their own spare time too. And
Oh,
like I
yes.
said,
It's anyone who
But
lives their life
still,
on Twitter, that pretty much all it says, all you need to know about them. So,
yeah, it's like I just
yes, friends, I'm talking about you too. So, yep.
Oh man.
But it's like,
Yeah. But
it's been.
and that's how the easiest thing that Andrade could have done, to just avoid the situation altogether. You know, like
Yeah.
there is he doesn't need to backtrack if he just doesn't answer the original post. Like who cares if some like I don't it's one of those ones where to me if you're a wrestler shouldn't you know better at this point? The P, you know what I
Aren't you,
mean? Like
but aren't you
the
giving them too much credit? Like, haven't we always heard like wrestling's a business for dysfunction and broken people? And I know like the perception's supposedly getting better, but why? Why would they be any better? And I mean, really, that's for anybody. I mean, athletes, actors, whatever. Like, they're still dumbasses or can be dumbasses just because they're on TV, you know? So.
Fair
There's a
enough.
reason. There's a reason a lot of celebrities now just have people posting for them, you know, because they're empty-headed dumbasses, and they're like, "Well, I got to make sure my brand's good, so I'm just going to hire some teenager to do it," and which I, it's another bad cliche, just like living in your mom's basement, you know. Oh, that's got some teenager that would pay minimum wage. That's not what
Yeah.
happened. So.
And I guess honestly, I was more thinking, yeah, I guess if a wrestler's a dumbass, a wrestler's a dumbass, you know,
Yeah.
like, but I just feel like calling out someone for stealing someone's move is just like a trope that every wrestler should be aware of, dumbassery or not.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
So.
like it's feels like the oldest thing in the book, but it's also like who the hell doesn't, I guess, technically steal moves these days?
That's what I was about to bring up to you. Like, what's stealing a move? Okay, and forgive me, what move were they saying she stole? I
I
don't.
don't know if it was a springboard plancha or a springboard of some sort. I forget. She had just done it. It was in the match, I believe, this past week with Lainey Reed was involved in the situation.
Oh, wait a
Because
second, dude. Did we just get caught up in an intentional rage bait comment? Like, did Andrade do that on purpose? Just to like fuck with people? Did we just fall for it?
I mean, I was never mad at him, so n I don't I, I
Like,
feel like I didn't fall for anything.
but like we're commenting on it, you know? Like
The fuck else are we gonna do for a wrestling podcast? And you brought it up to start with, so blame
yeah,
yourself.
you're the one hit record.
I was ready to start with you know, I was ready to go back to the 80s and early 90s again to start the podcast, but
Oh,
you
what are we going to talk about there? I'm trying to find the move they say that they stole. So I'm just.
oh yeah, 'cause I don't think I liked the original thing on Twitter, 'cause I'm like this guy's being a fucking snitch.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And again, like you said, like really, what is stealing a move? Like there are so many wrestling promotions that you can watch on TV, and people use the same moves as other people. You know, like
Yeah.
it's such a weird comment to make, honestly.
Oh, wait a second. That can't be it. Hang on. Why'd you do
Well,
that?
I was gonna hold off on bringing up the other topic. I don't want to completely derail us, because I mean, I feel like this one, there really can't be that
Oh,
much more to say.
it was the back elbow that she hit on Lainey
All
Reed.
this, all the spinning back. Oh,
Just
okay,
get
that's
the
what it was.
fuck out of here. Like, I know I tried to swear too much in the beginning of the show. Shut up. Like, okay, if that's the case, didn't they steal that from Chris Jericho? Because remember, that was what the Judas Effect, right?
Yeah, the Judas effect. And someone had to have used that
Of course.
before Jericho, right? The spinning back elbow.
I'm
I
sure.
can't I can't think of anyone offhand, just because there definitely was not as much spinning in the time
Yeah.
period of our
I mean,
childhood.
that move looks good too. Like, really, no matter who does it, it looks good. So I can understand.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Like, did anyone complain when Randy Orton stole the Diamond Cutter?
Well, and that was
Or
one that I was just
Sting
thinking
stealing the
of
sharpshooter?
here recently. Like, did someone go up to Javon Evans and they're like, "You're stealing the Cody Cutter, man."
Yeah, it's like,
It's just
but doing it a
like,
thousand times better, by the way. So,
yeah, he's still way more athletic than Mr. Rhodes.
a tad bit, yes,
Yeah.
a little bit. So, what were you talking about
I
the 80s,
forgot that
though?
it was the back elbow. So yeah, that makes that situation even worse. Maybe that's why I rolled my eyes at the whole
Yeah, just
situation to
calm your
start
tits.
with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, another new inductee into the Hall of WWE Hall of Fame, Bad News Brown.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, did not really know him as Bad News Allen
No.
it really at any point. So the Brown version lives with me, and he was
A
one
funny
of
way of putting it, by the
the but he was one in the childhood that I can remember. Like, I think I've always talked about how I definitely preferred the baby faces as a general whole. But there were always some heels that caught my attention, and just his fuck everyone
Yes.
attitude really just was, and like he seemed genuine about it. You know, like that was the other thing. Like, you're just like, I believe this guy. Like,
He always seemed authentic. Like, as a
yes.
kid, I didn't like him. As an adult, man, what a great finishing move. Not so much the move itself, but the name,
Yes.
the Ghetto Blaster. Now, as a kid, I didn't understand why it was called the Ghetto Blaster. As an adult, I do, which honestly makes it cooler. So, yeah, I didn't like him. I just remember, like, whenever he did good, like he'd win his jobber matches, and I was like,
yeah.
okay, whatever. Then he'd get in the ring with someone like, I don't know, like he fought Hulk Hogan, for God's sake.
Oh,
And I was
yeah,
like,
I 'cause I feel like I remember him feuding with Piper at one juncture.
then, yeah, and then there was the famous was it WrestleMania 4 where he beat or Bret Hart beat him, but he still came in and trashed the trophy for the Battle Royal. Yeah.
Yeah, don't remember that in particular, but
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
sounds about right.
Yeah, but I'm actually watching a clip of him and Hulk Hogan. And he actually has a mic. He looks at Hulk Hogan and goes, it's ghetto bass blaster time, fool. And of course he misses the ghetto blaster and Hogan's hulking up, so I'm done. So,
Oh
but
yeah, we
yeah.
know how the rest of that plays out.
Yes.
You do
Yes,
not need
we
to
do.
watch.
Yeah, yes, we do. So, yeah, no, it's cool. It's funny. I guess not knowing Bad News Allen at all. I guess he was in Stampede, right? He was Canadian, so
I believe
he,
that is
yeah.
correct. I have not pulled up his wiki here one way
Yeah,
or the other.
but I'm pretty sure, at least I'm guessing, with the way how convincing he was as a child, what a bad guy he was, that he would be a bad guy in Stampede as well, I'm guessing. I'm probably wrong, dead wrong. But boy, if not, that seems like a missed opportunity. So, but yeah, but he was a big dude, but he didn't, like, he wasn't in shape. You know what I mean? Like, you see all the other roided out or enhanced wrestlers in the 80s. He just looks like a natural dude, like bar fighter.
Oh
And
yeah.
that's part of his appeal to me.
Yeah, he never seemed so out of shape that I wasn't sold on the situation. But he definitely wasn't one of the body guys
No.
of that era either.
Which is weird that he survived.
He was, well, he again, I don't think he was as frumpy as some people that were still on those rosters.
I got some pictures of him up, and he, I mean, he had like he had the belly thing going,
Yes.
you know, but
Oh, I forgot that he was a big judo guy.
no. Oh my God, that's right. All right, not
Winning
that.
gold in the heavyweight at the Pan Am Games in 67 and 75.
Wow. I did not know that. I like those legitimate tough guys. Like, it's crazy.
Oh wow, he won a bronze at the 76 Summer Olympics, is how good he was at judo.
Jesus. Well, I take back everything I'm saying then. Like, that seems he
Yeah, I would imagine he could have turned a lot of these other wrestlers into pretzels.
And actually looking at him the way he looks, yeah, he was a lot frumpier than those guys. But knowing what I know now, like, oh, okay. But yeah, it's funny. You said you mentioned the Roddy
Yeah,
Piper feud.
Stampede is 82 to 88.
Wow. Okay. So that must have been like, that was obviously the last dying days of Stampede. So he shows up in WWE or F, excuse me.
88 to 90.
Did he have his own LJN figure? Yes,
And
he did.
then,
Oh, that's so cool.
yeah, he ran around the Indies from 90 to 99.
Wow.
And yeah, still lives in the Calgary area.
How is he a legacy then if he's still? I thought the legacy was
Oh, I'm
for
sorry,
people who
death.
pass away.
Oh
Okay.
yeah, 07.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, wait a second, I thought that because that's why Sid's in, which you and Chris talked about that, right?
No,
Well,
we
now we're
didn't.
going to talk about it because I
I
was no offense to Bad News Brown slash Allen, but as a huge Sid guy, I cannot believe he wasn't in the Hall of Fame already. So when they said he was getting in the legacy, I was like, they're inducting him twice? And then to find out. He wasn't like, are you joking? Like, I'm guessing politics, someone didn't like him, whatever else, but it's like
Yeah,
ridiculous.
that one. I feel like I've questioned who they have left,
There's
to
always going to be a surprise.
add in. And these people, like you said, like Sid was like, oh, he wasn't in there already. Like, who
Yeah.
the
How the hell
hell
can
are?
he?
Yeah, like. You bought WCW a long time ago, so like you have pretty much all of his in-ring action under your ownership at
Yeah,
this point.
because he was in Calgary, because he was Lord Humongous in Calgary, and because he was he would wear the Jason mask. But and then like, because Lord Humongous is from the Road Warrior. So,
Oh.
or is it Mad Max? Which it's two different movies, actually. But yeah, so
Yes,
he was
yes,
Lord
it is.
Humongous, not in the movie, to be clear.
Oh.
But yeah, and I remember him coming in WCW, teaming up with Dan Spivey as the Skyscrapers, and I was like, these guys are my favorite
Oh.
tag team. Like, oh my God,
Yes.
it's just
Love
scary
that
as
tag
hell.
team.
Great name with Teddy Long, with the Jerry curl going, getting all skinny. Like, yeah.
Yeah, post referee life treated Teddy well.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, for a guy who was a referee and then
Jeremy's still dying over there, so forgive him as he
sorry,
mutes
guys.
himself.
I'm almost done. My voice sounds better at least. But yeah, but I just remember that, and then I remember he just disappeared. And Mean Mark Callis took his spot, right?
I
Because,
believe you are correct.
or did Undertaker take Dan Spivey's place? And then it was Sid and Mark, or something like that. But either
Have
way,
to, I'm gonna have to look that one up too.
yeah, because then I remember Sid going to WWE, or sorry, WWF, and he came in as Sid Justice. And even as a kid, I was like, ew,
Oh.
gross. Like, what an
Yeah,
awesome name.
I believe that there are things that I am thankful for. His WWF name is one that I believe I missed it that time period.
Oh,
Of
terrible.
yeah, Skyscrapers was 80, just 89. Yep.
Yeah, but no, I
Oh,
mean,
he
he.
was replaced by Mean Mark Callis
Okay, got it
after
right.
breaking a rib and puncturing a lung.
No, that's right. Yes, that's why. Yes. Now, I don't remember how he did it, but no, it's like you saw
In a match
Sid.
with the Steiners.
Well, that's why. And but it's like I just remember seeing him on TV, like, who is this guy? And then I distinctly remember when he went to the Sid Justice, he came to the Richfield Coliseum. And I actually got to sit above the entranceway. So like Undertaker came out, he was feuding with Undertaker back then. So Undertaker comes out, and then I will never forget this. I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. This is how big of a fan I was. Sid Justice comes out, and I just lose my mind. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. Huge man, too, when you're like 10 or whatever it was. And
I mean,
I was
he
older than
was
that,
one of
probably.
those guys that just absolutely monstrous,
Yeah.
especially considering the time period.
Yeah. He was big in an era where people were big. And then when the people shrunk, he looked even bigger. Like, it was crazy. But he came out, and then he beats Undertaker. And if he's coming back, I'm just going crazy. And he sees me. And he does the whole, like, hits his chest and, like, does, like, the power move with his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Blew my mind. Blew my mind. I was like, he saw me. And I turned. I was with our neighbor, John, who always used to take me. And I was like, he saw me. He saw me. Oh, my God. That and almost getting snotted on by Rick Rude are my two favorite wrestling memories as a kid. The grossest thing ever, which I thought was the coolest thing ever, because I still cheered for him. It pissed him off, so I told that story before. So this is a fucking snot hanging there in front of me the rest of the night. So gross. But yeah, no, I love Sid. And
Oh,
then
yeah, I must have seen at least the 91 to 92 run here, because then he went back to WCW
yep, man.
93.
Yeah, the whole Arn Anderson stuff.
Yep, then USWA for a couple years, back to the WWF. 95 to 97.
Yep, and Shawn Michaels' bodyguard. I mean, we skipped over the main event of WrestleMania with Hulk Hogan when he was supposed to
Oh.
be the bad guy, when Hulk Hogan was an asshole. And he got legally thrown out of the Royal Rumble. Hulk Hogan's like, how can you do that to me? Well, because the world doesn't revolve around you. And then the crowd's booing Hulk Hogan when he's helps pull Sid over the ropes and Ric Flair wins. And then the main event is Hogan and Justice. And it's like, because what people forget though was that changed because Flair won. They had it set up for Hogan and Flair in Indianapolis. And they announced the number one contender was Hulk Hogan. And they had a whole press conference set up. And Sid is finally like snapping into the psycho Sid part. Because Sid
No.
got passed over, even though he lasted long in the Rumble and Hogan screwed him out of it. And that's when Sid attacked him. And that's what led to Sid and Hogan versus Sid and Hogan and then Randy Savage and Ric Flair with the Ultimate Warrior Papa Shango coming back.
Oh,
Yeah.
do
So it's
not
like,
remember it that well.
oh, yeah. That's I was pissed. I was like, it should be Sid versus Ric Flair, but yeah, when he won the WCW title finally, and then it was kind of like a mixed bag. Like he went back, he won the WWE title from Shawn Michaels when he hit him with a camera, and the New York crowd cheers for him. But it's like just the history of he was always like, no pun intended, he was always the man. Like there were few physical beings around him that could compare.
Yeah, 'cause he was post Andre
Yeah.
and post what, we didn't really have Big John Studd anymore. So
No.
yeah, I mean there were some big guys, but he was tall and a body guy, which was like I mean, I guess we've talked about that before, but that is just the most rare thing that that was out there. He was a real unicorn at the time.
Oh,
Yes, 6'9", 317, or yeah,
Jesus.
three was what he was billed as. And you know, whatever. If he was a little bit lighter than that at some point, I don't really give a flying
No.
hoot. He was a fucking monster at all times. And it's just like, you know, there weren't really, yeah, at 6'9", it's no surprise that no one was really taller than him.
Yeah, and
Like,
then just to
dear
find
Lord.
out like later in life, he's just some country dude from Arkansas who just wanted to be with his family. Like, wait, what? Like this guy whose promos would be quiet, and he just starts shaking his head with like the intensity, like this dude's got a family. Like it was that's so mind blowing. And then of course, you know, I remember him in E remember when he showed up in ECW and just, you know, ran through people and then went back because didn't he beat up both Dudleys in a match or something? Oh no, that was Taz. That was Taz. Never mind. But well, it was one of those weird pay-per-views they had near the end of their life. But no, it's like then WCW just that ending in WCW gave us some fun stuff like that when Goldberg smashed his car, everyone's gonna remember him standing on the car yelling Goldberg. It's one of the funniest things ever.
Yeah, that clip is out there and
And
used on a
perfect.
fairly regular basis,
Yeah.
even these days.
It's just funny. Like I wonder if he
yeah,
knew.
he had some real, I was gonna say, like, I felt like he had good comedic timing. I don't know if it was good timing or just he was just kind of a funny dude, and it just came off, you
And
know what I
he,
mean? Like
yeah.
it's always a relatable funny to me.
Wasn't it like he's just yelling Goldberg? Oh my God, Goldberg. Like, it's just, it's like Sid's doing this. And then, like, I know he has like some
Well,
word
yeah, and
doubles.
he was stomping around like a child as he did it too. Like, it just, yeah, the whole sight of a man who's 6'9", 317, stomping
Standing on a
around like
flattened car.
car, acting like a child was pretty funny.
Yeah, even back then, like this isn't one of those like hindsight things. No, this was funny. Like even then it was funny. Like what? But it's like and I guess that's kind of like I don't remember the feud with Goldberg at all. So I'm guessing like Goldberg's best matches when he had like an actual physical opponent. Like those Steiner matches he had. Goldberg and Steiner, those were good. But I don't remember any with Goldberg and Sid. I don't remember them. So it's like, I hope it was good. But, you know, and then of course his damn career ends by jumping and breaking his like compound fracturing his leg. What a way to go out. Like after all that, especially on a move he didn't want to do in the first place. And it was funny because Lance Storm was talking about it on Figure Four Daily. He's like, yeah, I was there. And I remember somebody convinced him, no, you'll be fine. Just go and do it. And he's like, I'm gonna break my leg. And sure enough, yeah, one of the most gruesome, you know, wrestling injuries possible. and on tape. Like I went years without seeing it, and then I accidentally saw a clip, and I was like, "Oh my God!" I mean, he's lucky he didn't lose his leg.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I have
Oh,
ever seen that.
yeah. I mean, it doesn't break the skin or anything, but like your ankle's not supposed to be like, you know, it, your ankle
Oh,
doesn't, your leg doesn't go that way. So, yeah.
I guess the only thing I compare, do you remember, was it Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman?
Yes, I do.
First one. And did it look like that where Silva's leg just turned into jelly?
It was worse because he was jumping down where
Oh.
Silva kicked. And
Yeah.
but if you remember when Silva did that, it was caught on camera, but it was quick. And then it wasn't until they went to
And
the
then they
replay.
replayed it like a million times.
And that you went, "Oh God." Yeah, because well, I remember watching it with her. And I went, "He just broke his leg." She goes, "What?" I was like, "I'm pretty sure that was a leg break." And they showed it, and I was like, "Oh boy." Like, it didn't break
Yeah.
the skin or anything. So I guess that's what makes it a compound, right? When it breaks the skin. But
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
Typically, you need to break the skin to be
Yeah.
considered compound,
Yeah.
which
Like
is.
that Kentucky, was it Kentucky's basketball player that did that? Or Louisville? There's a Louisville player that
Oh, I'm
turned in a
not
few years
sure.
ago. Oh, dude, you could see the bone. It was nasty. Because you saw his teammates, like one guy looked like he was gonna faint. And I was like, "Ugh."
I would not have blamed him at
Yeah,
all.
yeah. But yeah,
Yeah,
so
so
but that's
I've never seen the Sid one because was he coming? Did he come off the top rope with that, or was it
no,
just?
I think it was just the apron. I think. I don't want to look it up. Yeah, safe.
Yeah, I'm trying to because obviously they mentioned it.
Oh, he jumped from the second rope.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
Well,
well,
and
they're
it's one
saying
of
it
those.
did break through the skin. You just didn't see it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Yeah, but just terrible. Like, he didn't want to do it.
yeah. Yeah, it's one of those ones where he probably had it in his head and he did not help, you know, like him thinking it wasn't going to go well did not help anything in that situation.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, it was John Laurinaitis was the guy telling him to do it. You'll be fine. So another reason to hate John Laurinaitis. If he needed more. So, but yeah, but it's like it's a terrible way to end a career. And then for him to just go, like, I'm going to say it like this, like go to obscurity. Like, Sid never did anything wrong. Yeah, he quit promotions, didn't like the pay, didn't want to do this. And yeah, he could have handled it, probably some of it. In a little more professional manner, and you know the whole Arn Anderson thing, but let's kind of gloss over that a little bit. But other than that, like, what did he do to deserve an exile from the WWE Hall of Fame, which again is not a real Hall of Fame? So, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it is one of those ones where I guess I've made the argument. I'm like, aren't you guys gonna run out of people at some point? And you know, when they pull out two people like Bad News Brown and Sid Vicious, it's kind of like, oh man, like you're even really thinning the deck even more. Like if I
Well,
You
Sid
know, like,
obviously deserved it.
oh,
He
yeah.
was a box office draw. He was like you're that many time champion. Now, Bad News Brown.
Had three different stints because he was in the was oh no, it was Bad News Brown that was in the WWWF
Yeah.
for Vince's dad.
So maybe
So
that's why,
he
but
kind of he had three different runs if you count that one with the WWF, you know.
So like
So
for
that's
like,
pretty wild.
yeah, like Bad News Brown's more of like an ignorance on my part to where I'm like, I guess he deserves it. Like, I don't know. But it's
Oh, yeah.
like how long did it take Demolition again? Oh yeah, this year. And then they put Sid in as well. And it's like, well, there's two that should have been in already. So, you know, and it's like,
Yeah.
you're right. they're running out of people unless
Yeah.
they start opening up the gate to other people who like aren't in their company. Now The Rock and John Cena obviously are the two big ones still, but
Oh
you
yeah, they are definitely elephants in the
know.
proverbial room there.
Well, that's why I didn't understand. Like, were they expecting Rey Mysterio to retire? And that's why they gave him the Hall of Fame? Like Paul Heyman the same way? Like, you know, it's
Paul
usually guys who are
Heyman's
done.
more of a head scratcher to me, honestly, than Ray, because it's just like he doesn't need to do anything to continue his career. Like he clearly does not need to be in shape to do his job.
Well, but
So,
it is nice to see Payman is losing some weight though. You can tell.
oh
It's like good. You need to. Like he was getting pretty bad.
yeah,
And
it was
not a
the.
criticism, a concern. So,
It was looking a little rough there for a while.
I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, you want to be the Stooge or the Penguin, whatever, you know, but you're a real person. So let's not do stuff like that, man, you know? But yeah, but it's like for the Hall of Fame, though, I'm sure there's more people that are still there. We're just not thinking of them.
Oh,
I
yeah,
guess they're
that's
not
it.
doing matches anymore.
What do you mean? How
They
many times
remember
did they do that?
they started in inducting matches. So wasn't it
Oh.
39 that it was Stone Cold and Bret Hart, right?
Oh, I forgot that. I pay so little attention to the Hall of Fame just because, you did not put too fine of a point. It's not real, so I don't. It's not like I'm like, oh yeah, I can go. Go see the Hall of Fame someday.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't.
See, I
I
think,
really do not have that choice.
no, but I think the Hall of Fame, though, if you don't want to do a physical building, which is fine, but you have four big events a year, you know, your dome stadium shows, whatever.
Yeah.
Why not have a traveling Hall of Fame? And I know it sounds kind of stupid, but you can set up like you've set up everything else. You know?
Yeah, well, I feel like they used to do that back in the day, like, 'cause didn't they have some type of expo of like Hall of Fame items when we up went up to 23 in Detroit, and it feels like that has gotten lost in the shuffle somewhere along the line.
Well, that's what that WWE World or whatever Fan Fest or whatever they do for WrestleMania, that's what that is. They've got stuff like that there. It's
Oh,
not
well,
just
then.
buying merch and stuff.
Oh,
But that's what makes some money. But no,
maybe
so
that's my problem is that I don't feel like going to the thing that is producing what
you
I'm
have to
asking
pay.
for.
You have to pay to get into it now. You have
Yeah.
to pay money to get autographs or to wait in line to get autographs or wait in line to go to, all right, you have to buy a ticket to go to a merch stand. Yeah. You have to buy a ticket to go spend money on stuff. You can eat ass. Like, no, this is stupid. Why would I ever do that? Well, there's the WWE fan shop exclusive merchandise. That ain't gonna be worth a shit. You know, I mean, hell, half your merch ain't worth a
Oh.
shit anyways. So,
Yeah,
you
'cause I was
know.
going to say, oh, that it was just included with our Royal Rumble tickets, I guess, to go to the thing that they had in Indianapolis last year.
I went there for that, so
'Cause that's it. I'm just like, hold on, how'd Chris and I get in? I'm like, oh yeah, it's kind of part of the package there that we paid for.
But yeah, so it's like they could have, I mean, honestly, they could have a Hall of Fame setup, not a display, but an actual setup, and then sell
Oh.
tickets for it. Like for Survivor Series, Rumble, WrestleMania, obviously. What's the only one? SummerSlam. Make it an actual attraction. Rent a hall or something. You know, it's WWE
Oh.
for God's sake. You can plan the stuff out. We know you can.
Yeah,
So.
like I guess I was sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, man, that'd be really fun if they had like some of the old wrestlers talk about some of their famous matches. You know, it's just part of part of the way that would be more fascinating to me than a lot of
Yeah.
other possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, and you can have like, well, I guess you can't, but like you can have like, have the speeches playing, or have a wall where you can press a button and like famous quote from their speech, you know, like Scott Hall's did his. Like it's just you. There's so many possibilities for this, to not to have a physical building, but to have an actual representation of it, other than going, I got a ring, which guys sell anyways. So, you know, who cares? But I mean, there's a lot of other people that can still get in this thing.
Oh.
I mean, the fact the Midnight Express is not in is criminal. And I understand they don't want Jim Cornette back. I'm guessing that's why. But the idea that the original Midnight Express has passed away and they're not in the Hall of Fame, like, are you crazy? Just
Yeah,
it's
there's probably some
craziness.
older ones, pre our generation that might still be out there.
Oh,
So I
sure.
guess they
Yeah.
were in really at the they were in our time period, but it was
Midnight
the
Express,
kind of
I absolutely was. I mean,
yeah.
yeah,
I
it's
still feel like I missed more of their stuff than I didn't, though.
nah. See, I watched a lot of that, so I saw like the they were the big heels, and then they were the tweeners, and then you know they got attacked. The Road Warriors beat them up, and then the original Midnight Express they turn into heel or faces, and then the dudes with attitudes show up. And Jim Cornette starts managing them, and much of the they're managing. Well, this was Stan Lane at this point, not Dennis Condrey. But then they have a match on Clash of.
Yeah, that's definitely why I'm
Yeah.
thinking that, because I remember more the Eaton Lane era
Yeah.
on than anything prior to that.
Yeah. I think a
Yeah,
lot of people do.
I pulled everything up here. I do remember though, at least being really fascinated with the scaffold match there with the Road Warriors and them.
Always the worst matches ever. They're terrible.
Oh yeah, it was one where I remember the lure of it, and I did not get that pay-per-view, so watched it many a year later, and I'm just like, this is awful.
Yeah, because they ended up blowing, I think, both of Jim Cornette's knees out. And it's like anytime they have a scaffold match, it always sucks. And the ECW put a bunch of tables around it. So that made it a little bit. As dumb as it sounds, a little safer. You know, you're not coming straight down on your knees. And of course, you always have like the new Jack Vic Grimes one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, like.
Yeah, those there's the reason there's only like three or four of those things. It was just not a good idea.
No, it's terrible. No
Yeah,
one
because
wants to
there
be up there.
yeah, no one wants to be up there. There wasn't a lot of room to
No.
really have a decent professional wrestling kind of even fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you couldn't even really just have a good brawl up there. So
No.
yeah, it was kind of tough.
Yeah. But no, so yeah, but yeah, the Midnight Express, just to finish that out.
Oh
Jim
yeah, not
like,
in.
but like them, like I'll never forget this. The it was Shane Douglas and John Laurinaitis and Jim Cornette, they get in the ring and he just blasts Shane Douglas, I think, with his guitar, with his tennis racket, turning heel again. The whole crowd starts cheering. That's how bad that gimmick was for Shane Douglas and John Laurinaitis. Johnny Ace,
Yeah.
excuse me, Johnny
Yeah.
Ace.
Dudes with
Ugh.
attitudes,
Oh,
baby.
so I had forgotten their name that Chris reminded me. I was like, oh God, so cringe. Just awful. But no, I mean, I'm sure there's still
Yeah,
plenty of
I
guys.
remember that not coming off well, even in the day where it felt like that Steve Buscemi meme
Yeah,
about
I was gonna say that, yeah.
like
Hey,
even though
fellow young
they,
kids.
yeah, like they were probably young enough to it kind of pull that off. Well, maybe not Laurinaitis. Douglas probably was at the time.
Ugh.
But yeah, they just felt so out of time in that gimmick.
Yeah, I think in the future we'll probably see some TNA guys start going in. I think Abyss is probably a shoo-in just because he's a producer now. I think
Oh.
that'll be one. And then God knows what else, but
Yeah, but Jeremy
yeah.
Borash gonna find himself in there eventually.
Hey man, he sure could be used on NXT 'cause wow. Listen, the in-ring stuff is not the problem. The in-ring matches, they are not the problem. Where do you even start? I mean,
I think we've got to start with I don't know if it's quite a chicken and an egg situation, although I do think that it's more so than maybe some people realize. That Sol Ruka and Zarya exchange was was so bad because, and this is why I'm wanting to at least half blame the writing.
it is the writing.
They just waffled both characters in the same segment, and it didn't help anyone. Like, it didn't help Zarya feel sympathetic. It didn't make Sol, like, she would said some shitty things, but she also didn't wasn't completely over the line and like wrestling level heel either. And it's just like, why are we pitter-pattering around this heel turn for her? Like, it's you either want her to be a heel or you don't. Like, it shouldn't be this hard.
No, Saul is the victim in this. She's not the heel. Like, that's the writing, which is clear as day. Yeah, she is. Like, she's the
Well, yeah.
problem. So what are we
And
doing here?
normally, yeah, and normally they have some the person that is the problem kind of finally they're like, oh, this
Yeah.
is, you know, this seems like the moment you have them embrace that problem. And they did not have her at all embrace that
No.
problem.
I always wanted it to be us, blah blah blah. And like the funniest part was at first you're like, okay, this isn't so bad. And she goes, I was always loyal to you. It's someone in the crowd, which you know I really don't like the NXT crowd there. Someone in the crowd openly goes, loyal? And you're like,
There were a couple of those moments. There was another one on AEW that I got a good laugh about too.
Oh no, what was that one?
It was just like, say my name, and you just hear very quietly, Kyle Fletcher. And then he goes, Kyle Fletcher. And it was so
I missed
like,
that. Oh no.
yeah,
All right.
like I got a hoot out of the situation. Like, you know, like he's doing his gimmick, I can't really blame him, but the fact that somehow the audio leaked just one guy saying his name ahead of time, you know, like it wasn't like it didn't feel like a whole crowd. It felt like just one guy saying, you know, like tripping up his tagline.
I tried to see it, see how I find it.
And I, so, like I said, like
Whatever.
it's another one of those ones, like the Zarya part where you just kind of hear the one Irv Soul part where, yeah, you just kind of hear the one person in the background, and
Yeah.
it's really a bigger laugh than if the whole like crowd did something.
Yeah. 'Cause it's like I don't usually like the audience like going for business for themselves or making themselves part of the show.
Over the bed and the carpet and the only
But
thing and the blanket,
but
and then I step in it.
don't know what's going
Okay,
on, guys.
well, the evening is not running well
Kevin's
upstairs.
distracted, but
I will.
no.
Leave it at that.
Yeah, but like I don't like when the audience like makes themselves part of the show. But in this case, the segment was so bad, it's like someone save it. And it but it real
Oh.
but it really is. It's like they're swimming upstream again. Randy Orton's not getting booed. But they're gonna insist on trying to do everything to get you to boo him. It's not gonna happen. All you're doing is making him cooler for the people who like Randy Orton, which is a lot of people.
Which is most of the arena.
Yeah. And then you go to
Because even
NXT.
if they're cheering for Cody, we're cheering for both guys
Exactly. And they're just
situation.
not doing it. And the more Randy Orton acts like a psycho, the more people like it. So he's in that period. No one's gonna boo him. No one wants to. I don't know what they can do with that. So you'd think, all right, guys, let's go with the flow here. We don't really want Sol to be a heel, but in this case, we gotta let Zarya get the upper hand and really state her case and at least make Sol realize, oh, wait a second, I am being bad. And then they still fight, but at least show something. Like, no, we're gonna stick with what we got. And it's like, okay, if that's the case, so this is the most perplexing part to me. If they're doing this to get Zarya to be the bad guy, right? Zarya
Which
has.
kind of seemed like at the end of the day, that did feel like the route that they were trying to take.
Right. Well, yeah, that's always what it was supposed to be. Saul's the good guy, Zarya's the bad guy. Well, then why isn't Zarya doing something bad now? Saul's talking, attack her. Be like, well, you weren't this, you were a mistake. I'm like, after all that, that's the big line. You should have been like, you're a mistake, and then speared her and then beat the shit out of her. Like, establish that you're the bad guy. You know?
Yeah, there was absolutely no establishing that. Even though, like you said, like it felt like they wanted to lean that way, but they just didn't really full go into it. And it's
Pull
just
the
like,
goddamn trigger.
yeah, like what are you waiting on here? Like, yeah, if
You
you
have 2
really don't
weeks.
want Soul to be the heel, like what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the perfect time to have some craziness go down. Like you said, like just have Zarya beat her down, have her kick her in the knee or something, and
Yes. There you go.
start the problem, finish the problem so that Soul doesn't really have a chance to fire back, and then voila, everything makes some sense.
Yeah.
And no,
Or follow
they
up the mistake line with going, yeah, it was a mistake because you made me weak. Or something like
Oh,
that. And then attack
yeah.
her. And go, now I'm stronger. I got rid of this whatever. But
I've
no,
gotten
it's
rid of
just
your dead weight.
yeah, whatever.
But yeah, even
You know?
as dumb as some statements are, it's just like, yeah, that's what kind of a heel would say at that point, like as dumb as it could be. So.
Yeah, but it's like it's just nothing was done to establish this. Nothing was done to establish they're gonna have a match. Nothing was done to give clearly defined roles. Like it's just I don't get it. I don't get who's writing the show, to be completely honest, and how some of these ideas are even getting through. I mean, look at Tatum Paxley. Okay, I did laugh at the stalker joke when oh, God damn it.
Shiloh
Yeah, I got distracted by something on my computer. I
Hill.
was looking, I was trying to find the Kyle Fletcher thing. But yeah, Shiloh Hill was like, oh, well, yeah, she's right here. And she goes, okay. It's like, she asks, is that legal or something like that? He's like, yeah. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. So at least they acknowledged the fact that was creepy, right?
Oh yeah, they fully acknowledged that was a little suspect.
Yes. But then also, Tatum is acting normal for the most part. Did you catch that? She's just acting like another wrestler now. Like she's not the cringy goth girl. Not cringy, I don't know, like downbeaten or downtrodden but goth girl who just wants this. And it's like, I know she should be happy that she's got, you know, put Izzy in the past, but at the same time, that doesn't change your character, you know? And in fact, with what happened, it should have made her worse.
I guess I'm kind of okay with where they've gone with her. You know, like she should be more confident, or like I felt like that was part of the storyline arc that they were going for, which is she didn't have any confidence in herself, but the Izzy Dame win has put that together, and it does help too that she is with a fellow weirdo in Shiloh Hill. So I mean, she's still kind of with her own people, so to speak, especially as Izzy Dame put it.
Well,
Really. So I feel like that kind of keeps her crazy edge out there just because, you know, if she was relating to Tavion Heights, I would start to scratch my head a little bit more.
See, I'd go along with that. I'd be fine with that if Mariah May hadn't, sorry, Blake Monroe hadn't stolen her title. Like immediately, she has happiness, her title's gone. You know?
Oh,
So it's like, she's like, oh, you know,
yeah.
where is she? Can you help me? It's like, no, she should be psycho still. Even more so, because she just had happiness ripped away again. But then we have this whole story that she goes, oh, okay, so where's Blake Monroe? In a hotel room. Taking a bath. Like, okay. Tatum gets there and it's like a, it's, you know, it's kind of like a Shining sort of thing. And
Yeah,
it's like,
they definitely had that in mind.
but it's like all she does is warn her, you better show up next week. That's it? Like, that was it?
Yeah, I guess to kind of back up your point that I was still mostly okay with it. She could have how could she have been at least a little more psycho in the in Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Is they seem to be missing steps, maybe in this situation.
It seems like
It,
they're hurrying
you
up.
know, and it, yeah, and I think that's what you're kind of getting at,
Yeah.
is that they went from she has happiness, and like I'm assuming the she's okay with everything now, kind of part. And they didn't really show that on TV.
Yeah, it's like when she got there, all right, I liked when she attacked her through the door. I thought I was like, oh, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But that was it. Like, there was no follow-up after that. So I don't get it.
Well, because she said she was going to leave her alone, so I guess I did not expect a follow-up.
Well, yes, but it's like you go through all the trouble of Shiloh Hill, right in front of you, probably, you know. And it's
tracker
like,
jacking Blake Monroe.
yeah, just weird. So, and it's like everything's writing based on this show. And now I heard people complaining about this. I enjoyed this. Those segments with Robert Stone, like constantly being frazzled and hurried up, like moving storylines along, making new plot lines and all this. I thought that was natural because they're trying to establish the last few weeks that NXT is chaos. And, you
Yeah,
know,
and he's been inviting it, and he's getting worn down by the chaos that's happening that he instigated, really.
yeah. And it's like, you know, I know there's obviously like holes in logic and this, but like Josh Briggs can't get a word with him. Dude, you have TV one day a week. You know? But whatever. You know, whatever on that.
Yeah, there's still some inherent silliness in professional wrestling that you've got let slide.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. And then, you know, he's making matches. Someone's like, yeah, oh, I guess you want that. Yes, I do. It's like, all right, good. Which makes sense. Yeah, I want to fight this person. You're gonna fight him next week. Okay. Not this him haw stuff like they usually do. Well, you know, they got a match coming up. I was like, no, you guys fight. So.
Yeah, he did. Mr. Stone seems to have a pretty clear path here as far as what he should be doing,
Yeah.
honestly. Like
Well,
it's
he did
been
announce that he's the full-time GM now on Instagram earlier.
oh,
So.
was unaware of this announcement.
I just saw it before we started recording. So it wasn't
No.
even on the show. Because why would you want that plot point to be on the show?
I mean, he kind of felt like it already, honestly. So,
Yeah, yes. And well, that's because, William Regal got him that spot. But so like for that, I'll give it a pass. But man, like who attacked Out the Mud? Oh, that
no,
was last
they
week. Yeah.
it was a couple of weeks ago because they attacked Dion Lennox
Yes.
in the match and cost him it, and they're like, did you think we're gonna forget about that 3-on-2? Like, I kind of that was definitely a segment I got behind as far as logic goes, honestly, because it's just like, yeah, they realized that most of the reason they got their asses kicked is because they were down a man. So they picked a time when they were up a man to beat down Darkstate. It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, this checks out. Like, that's it. You can be a brute and still use some level of logic. Like, you don't need to be a complete Neanderthal.
Yeah, because I mean, it's out of necessity because there's been a bunch of injuries in NXT. So, because
Yeah,
those are
our
legit. Like Brian Pillman got hurt at a house show. Io Lafleur apparently broke his arm at one of the house shows.
Oh yeah, that tag team matchup evidently seems cursed because Sean Legacy gets announced for it, he gets injured, Ilia LaFleur gets announced as the replacement, and he gets injured, and it's just like, joosh.
Yep.
And then who else got injured?
Cutler James.
Our good buddy Cutler James got injured too.
Maybe come back with a better name.
So
Can you
Dark
ever
State
see
is down a
WrestleMania being
man.
headlined by Cutler James? Oh, God. Just like, why do you just saddle these guys with failed names? Like, ugh, man. And it didn't help Dolph Ziggler, that's for sure. He made a lot of money, I
man.
guess, but
Dolph Ziggler was having his own Twitter problems there this week.
That was all just to set up a match.
With between him and MJF.
Yeah, it's just
Oh.
they let me yeah, it's for some promotion. It wasn't real. Just
Okay.
exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Not that I was that invested in it or feel like MJF is some truth teller, but okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out.
It's not great when you're generally in line with the heel's description of the situation, and you're just like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess it works that he's in TNA now, but I don't. Yeah, I don't really care either. Like, I'm not tuning into TNA for Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, it's been kind of
Oh
hard
well, I
watching
haven't
some of these
really
TNAs,
tuned.
so
I haven't really tuned into TNA at all, honestly. I believe there's five with tonight's version being number six sitting on the DVR that have gone unwatched. I have watched a demolition.
I
Or a
can't.
demolition, a collision before watching TNA. So,
Yeah, it's for a Creator Pro Wrestling.
oh, okay, finally bought you enough time there. Jeez.
It took a while to find it. Melville, New York, May Friday, May 1st. So he may not even be the AEW champion by then. It could be Kenny Omega. So, but yeah, I it's like NXT, like the matches are fine. I got, oh, but is Thea Hale done? She got rushed like she was a jobber, which is amazing because a few weeks ago she was just NXT champion, or I'm sorry, NXT North American champion, and then
Yeah.
she just got run over.
'Cause I'm trying to think, I'm trying to find that match up there just to see if run over is another Jeremy euphemism for a 15-minute match.
No, it wasn't that long. Kalani, even if it was long, it wasn't like Thea Hale got a lot of offense.
Oh my gosh, 246. Yeah, that
Yeah.
was definitely short.
And it was almost all Kalani. Like, whoa.
That was one where it was another one of those situations where just because Thea had been stringing together some W's recently,
Yeah.
I was like, huh, I wonder how this one's gonna go. And then I'm like, yeah, that's really not great for her.
No. And the thing is, Thea's always had a following. She's always had the love of the fans. And she's
So.
gotten better. She's interesting. And this is what happens. Like, she disappears for the longest time, as I'm guessing was injury. I don't know. Comes
Oh
back.
yeah,
Comes back
hard
like
to
an
say.
afterthought. Ugh.
Yeah, gets a fluke win, and then they don't really capitalize on it, you know?
Yeah.
'Cause was yeah, yeah,
It's
she was
no
the
chicken
one that,
salad thing, man. And they didn't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was kind of weird that they have not run with her for whatever reason, even though, like you said, like as much as that crowd in Orlando is unreliable, they have definitely been behind Thea Hale the whole time.
Yeah. So I
So yeah, it's kind of a weird spot for her to be in. I mean, I know that she's. You can play the still young card, but it's also like, well, yeah, we also have Javon Evans on the main roster after being, you know, a year in NXT, you know? So it's just like, oh,
Yeah,
well,
like
I'm,
what's
yeah,
missing?
starting to get a little concern for Ms. Hale there.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's yeah. But I don't know. I don't remember, like I know there's other matches on the show, but it's like
Yeah.
it really again, the matches are fine. It's the writing, really.
Oh. I guess one thing that I did not mind on the card. Again, this is more of a story storyline situation, but it also did involve the gauntlet match that did chew up the majority of in-ring time.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano he seems like a good guy to be eating an L against Miles Bourne here, I guess is
Yeah.
what it all comes down to.
Yeah, it was just an odd, just odd placement. Like the story of his story is on SmackDown. And I know, like Candace said, like bringing him back to NXT would hopefully wake him up. And it's like, well, if he does, then the whole story is blown for SmackDown. So, yeah, it was that's. I didn't hate it, but I was like, okay. And then he won, and it's like, oh. And I've seen people complaining about the ending, and it's like, look, they put Shiloh number one, they had him get run over at the end. So that Johnny does win on a fluke. So, you
Yeah,
know.
if anyone had problems with that, I feel like they need to check in with someone like us, honestly, to talk some sense into them. Because yeah, did he have all of the pins except
Yeah.
for the finisher? So it's just like, yeah, he got to eliminate literally everyone except for Johnny Gargano.
Yeah, and they weren't like Logan Paul eliminations where somebody else did the work. He did it,
Oh, yeah, he used
because
his
he's the good guy.
finisher on all three guys.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and like you said, like they didn't quite Bronson Reed in the Elimination Chamber him But it was close. It was close to that, more than it wasn't, you know. Like he definitely got his clock cleaned before Mr. Gargano took advantage of the situation.
And I did get a real good laugh though. Shiloh, he rolled Johnny in the ring from the outside, and Johnny just kept rolling. Like, and they did an overhead view of it too, so you could just see him go all the way across. It's like, I know we've seen that before, but I liked the setup and the camera angle of it. I thought that was fun. So,
Oh.
and now it's, now we'll see what happens on Friday, and if they even acknowledge, something like this happened.
Yeah, I suppose that will be interesting because, oh my God, yeah, I do not feel like talking about that match. Yeah, I guess there's just the main
What
event.
match? What match did you want to talk about
Oh,
first?
the Culling versus Birthright. We can just move right past that one, right?
You don't want to talk about the technical tiger?
Oh my God.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
the only thing I want to talk
I
about,
heard
actually,
that and just went, hur-hur-hur-hur.
until the end of the podcast, we can talk about the technical
I
tiger.
what? I heard it and it was just like what? What is he trying to call him? It's like, I'm the technical tiger. Arr. Like, oh, all right. You're saucy. Like, what the hell?
Put him on a box of cereal.
Yeah. Yeah, just the worst. That
Yeah,
was
like,
bad.
yeah, it just felt like it came out of the blue so much. It's just, I'm okay that you're trying to establish something new for this group. Yeah, that seems a little
I mean,
excessive to be doing that
yeah,
kind of
they
work.
were talking up Charlie Dempsey like he's undefeated during this match too. I was like, do you guys remember he never wins? Like him joining is kind of like, oh good, all these guys that lose are together. All right. Just
Yeah, I suppose they think just because Stax held at least one or two championships, that everything's
yeah.
okay
So hey, what
in that
happened to
department.
the lawyer?
Oh, you didn't see that promo last week?
No.
He's like some acid trip hippie guy now. Luca
What?
Crucifino? Yeah, he debuted the character. They had a video package on last week's NXT. I do not remember one being on this week's NXT. I do believe that it happened on